And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Backstage at the Hamilton Theater just off Broadway, where Larry Noble is starring in a play, Larry suggested to Claudia Vincent, who is to step into the leading role opposite him for the first time tonight, that they go out to dinner and relax for several hours before curtain time. Claudia was delighted at the idea, until suddenly Oliver Wilson, the handsome young man who's been visiting on Long Island for some weeks, arrived on the scene and demanded to see Claudia alone. Larry's reaction was one of instant irritation as he heard this command. And we now hear...
What the devil do you mean by crashing into my dressing room like this?
I thought I made that clear, Mr. Noble. I came to talk to Claudia, and if you'll be good enough to leave us, we can begin.
I'm hanged if I leave. Won't you understand that Claudia has a performance in less than 2 hours?
I'm well aware of that, sir. But what I have to say is rather more important, I believe.
Why?
You want me to answer that, Claudia?
Well, I don't understand any of this, Oliver. I thought we'd agreed not to say anything until later.
Anything about what?
I'm afraid we agreed on a number of things, but I'm anxious to know whether there will be any living up to these arrangements.
Now, look here, Wilson. I don't know what the devil you're talking about, and I don't care. What I do know is that you'd better go on about your business till after the performance here tonight. This is Claudia's first night, and she's nervous enough as it is. Won't have anyone interfere with her until after the final curtain. Is that clear?
Very clear, Mr. Noble, but it's a little high-handed, don't you think?
High-handed? After the way you barged in here without any reason?
I have reason enough. You may be sure of that, sir. And before I say any more, I think I'll ask Claudia what she wishes to do.
Well, Claudia, shall I have this young troublemaker thrown out of here?
Oh, don't make a scene, Larry, please.
And tell him to leave. Maybe he'll listen to you.
Yes, I'll listen to her. You want me to leave, Claudia? Suppose you tell me. And make it simple enough so it'll penetrate this fellow's thick head.
That's enough of that. I'll toss you out myself.
Try it, old boy.
Larry!
Try it, I will.
Larry, don't! Larry!
Yes. I'll go out of here.
Throw me out, you and who else?
Confounded four-fusher, I'll show you.
Larry, don't let him alone. Larry!
What did you say?
Let him alone. Don't fight with Oliver. Oh, darling, are you hurt? Tell me if you're hurt.
So that's the way it is. Oliver.
Blinking fool. I told you what to expect, but you had to do it the hard way. All right. Now you've got a bloody nose for your trouble. Come on, Claudia. We're getting out of here this moment.
Wait. Oh, Larry. Larry, please try to understand. I didn't want this to happen. I tried to keep you from making a scene.
Never mind, Claudia. Doesn't matter. I didn't know this fellow was such a close friend.
I can't explain now, Larry, but please don't worry. I'll be back in time for the first act curtain. I promise I'll be there. And after the performance, I'll explain everything.
You don't need to bother. It's fairly clear right now.
Come on, Claudia. Are you going to stand here forever? Look what the blight has done to my suit. I'll have to find it cleaner. Oh, if you'd come along when I first told you this would never have happened.
I'm coming, Oliver. Right now. Oh, better run some cold water over your face, Larry, before it swells too much.
He asked for it. Let's get out of here. I have some important questions to ask you.
Larry stands watching these two as they leave the theater, dabbing at his bloody nose and cursing himself for ever getting involved in this mess. Meantime, in Rosehaven, Long Island, Mary and her friend Maud Marlowe, who lives with them, are quietly playing a game of canasta until time for Rupert Barlow to come and pick them up. And we hear...
One red three. Two red threes. And three red threes.
Oh, for goodness sake, stop it, will you? Don't you dare get the fourth one, Mary Noble.
I hope I do.
Well, you'll absolutely ruin me if you do. Oh, go ahead, draw your three cards.
I will. No. No. No, your turn, Maud.
Well, I don't want that card.
No, I don't want that one either.
Oh, I never should have suggested playing this game for the cards I'm holding.
Oh, mine are just fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what to say.
What?
Lucky at cards, unlucky in love.
I wonder if that could be true. Certainly seems to work out that way with me.
Oh, nonsense. That's just a silly old wives' tale. It was foolish of me to say anything about it.
You don't have to be so apologetic, Maud. I'm not actually taking it seriously.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Even if you really think that Larry is in love with Claudia, you don't have to hide it. I've been thinking the same thing for a long time.
Now, who ever said that I thought he was in love with Claudia?
Well, he wouldn't have gone to such trouble for her if he hadn't been. Bringing her here, getting her into the play.
I told you before, Mary, and I say it again. I think Larry was just getting back at Rupert Barlow for his attentions to you, and particularly for the spot he was put in with that business deal of theirs.
Rupert was very nice about that. He couldn't very well have been nicer. I only had to ask him, and he turned all our securities right back to me. He absorbed whatever loss there was himself.
Well, you don't expect Larry to be grateful for that, do you? You ought to know that that husband of yours has been jealous of Rupert for a long time. And with good reason, if you ask me.
Why, I don't see how you can possibly say that. When you know perfectly well that there hasn't ever been anything the least bit wrong about my friendship with Rupert.
I know that, my dear. I know you well enough for that. But it isn't Rupert's fault. He's absolutely mad about you, and he's determined to add you to his string of conquests. And the sooner you realize that, the better.
Suppose you think I ought to refuse to see Rupert again. Or to turn against him in spite of all the things he's done for Larry and me.
Now, I didn't say that. But I think you ought to be very careful with Rupert. He's a dangerous man. And remember that Rupert Barlow can't stand to be crossed. That's something that's never happened to him in his life.
Oh, really, Maud, I do think you're making him out to be a monster. When he's actually a darling person. Why, look at all he's done for us. Larry wouldn't even be in this play if Rupert hadn't financed it.
Well, maybe that'd be just as well, since you're so terribly opposed to having him get Claudia Vincent into the cast.
I'm giving a theater party tonight for her first appearance. Does that sound as though I were against the idea?
Oh, come now, Mary, I know you too well for that. And I understand just how you feel about Claudia Vincent. Personally, I can't stand her either. But we'll all drive to New York, and we'll applaud her performance. And after that?
Exactly. After that, what?
We'll wait and see. Your turn, Mary. Draw a card.
Now in a small restaurant on the west side of New York, nothing more than a hole in the wall, Oliver Wilson and Claudia Vincent are alone. And as they sit down at a table, we hear...
You shouldn't have carried on so, Oliver. It was terrible of you to create a scene today of all days.
Why didn't that fool Larry Noble keep out of the way then? Why did he have to put on that big brave man act? I told him I had to see you.
Oh, but darling, Larry doesn't know about us. You seem to have forgotten that. Nobody knows we were married secretly last night.
That's just what I wish to talk to you about, Claudia.
Well, couldn't you have waited till after the play is over, darling?
No.
Well, it wasn't very considerate of you. As Larry said, I'm nervous. And only the thought of our marriage keeps me bolstered up. Only the sound of your words as we drove back to town. And you told me that I need never worry again.
Now, look here, Claudia. Let's get down to cases. Did you or did you not lie to me before we were married?
Lie to you? Well, of course not. About what?
I have to know the truth. About you, your family, Claudia. You are an heiress, aren't you?
An heiress? Me? Oh, why, of course not, Oliver. Whatever gave you such an idea?
You mean to say it isn't true?
I haven't a penny. I've been in debt for years. I thought you knew that.
I thought I knew. You took me for a fool. You think for one moment I've gotten into this mess if I hadn't thought you were filthy rich?
Rich? But what difference would that make? Well, how could that possibly mean so much with all your money?
All my what?
Do you mean to say that your family back in England isn't terribly rich?
I have no family back in England, and there's never been any money in any of my family besides.
Then you tried to cheat me. You're the one that lied. You married me because you thought I was rich.
And what about you, thinking I was rolling in money? No wonder you agreed to elope on such short notice. I should have realized at the time you were tickled to death to land someone who could give you the things you'd never been able to get for yourself. You thought you'd struck it lucky. At your age, it was about your last chance. That's why you wanted to marry me. But you've outsmarted yourself, my pet. I'm through as of now. You can go back to your theater and your Lord Larry Noble. I'm going to try and salvage something from this wreck.
You'd better not be too sure of yourself, Oliver Wilson. I may have something to say about what happens from now on.
You won't open your pretty mouth. You wouldn't dare because you know you'd be the laughingstock of all New York.
You beast. You struck me.
Naturally, my dear. Doesn't pay to get rough with me. I have no compunction about striking a woman, particularly if she's a cheat and a liar.
And Oliver Wilson pushes his chair back and stalks out of the restaurant as Claudia Vincent tries to regain some composure. What will be the outcome of this violent scene? Well, be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.